Haynes moves a step closer to more heli-ski operations in the Chilkat Valley, and more highlights from Tuesday's borough assembly meeting. And Southeast Alaska braces for a large fall storm that looks to impact the Upper Lynn Canal later this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Haynes moved one step closer to allowing more heli-ski operators in the Chilkat Valley following a razor-thin vote by the Haynes Assembly. As KHNS's Corinne Smith reports, elected officials also discussed the Lutac Dock redevelopment plan and approved funding for a new junk car storage facility.
Haynes Assembly members were tied 3-3 on Tuesday over whether to support removing a cap on heli-ski permits for tour operators in Haynes. That had been recommended by the Government Affairs and Services Committee, which has been studying the issue in recent months. It's been hotly debated all summer at hours-long committee meetings, in newspaper editorials, and on social media, centered on whether to allow a fourth heli-ski operator, Stellar Adventure Travel, when the borough code limit is 3. There are a variety of concerns raised by current operators and opponents around safety, impacts on mountain goat herds, and noise pollution, while proponents say it'd be a boon to the Haynes winter economy. Committee Chair Cheryl Stickler advocated for lifting the limit while also reviewing current operators.
How we allocate skier days, how we define a permit holder in good standing, develop a process for purchasing user days prior to the start of the season.
But the 3-3 deadlock was broken after Haynes Mayor Doug Olrud cast the tie-breaking vote. He says he wanted to move the debate forward.
At this time, I'm going to vote in favor of this because I want to see what the language looks like so we can continue this process. I feel if we stop this at this time, we're never going to come back to this.
But that's not the end of the issue. It'll still need at least 2 readings by the Assembly, which could offer amendments, plus a public hearing. And the mayor warned that he wouldn't support the ordinance as is when it returns to the agenda on October 26th.
If we get to the final one and it's 3-3, I'm going to vote against it because I don't think that's good policy. So I want to work together with everybody to make this the best ordinance we can.
In other news, the mayor said he met with several economic and state representatives during the Southeast Conference's annual meeting last week about the Lutac Dock redevelopment plan. He said the borough will work with Alaska's congressional delegation, state and federal agencies to pursue grant funding. He said they are not pursuing a loan from the Alaska Industrial and Development Export Authority, as major industry revenue to pay it back is not there.
ADA recognizes that there isn't a current need for an ore terminal in Haynes. Before such a project could take place, there need to be signed agreements with companies guaranteeing shipments through the facility with enough revenue to make the project profitable. As all of us know, none of that currently exists.
The Assembly also voted on several budget amendments, including $70,000 for a new junk car storage facility proposed to be across from the ferry terminal. Interim Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton says the borough has tried levying fines on people for abandoned cars, but said the borough needs a secure space where contaminants are drained and cars stored before they're shipped out.
We can try to hammer on these people to do something to get rid of these vehicles, but then they say, what do you want me to do with them? And we don't have an answer for that.
In her interim manager's report, Fullerton argued for the borough to take action on Haynes' housing shortage.
We don't have enough housing in Haynesboro. We need to be talking about development. We need to talk about some kind of incentives to encourage people to put in developments.
She recommended the issue be referred to the Finance Committee. Assembly members thanked Aleka Fullerton for her work as interim borough manager over the last 16 months. She will be resuming her role as borough clerk. Annette Kreitzer is scheduled to start this Friday as the new manager. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.
As of Tuesday, Haynes reported 0 new COVID cases for a total of 9 active cases. Skagway announced 2 new COVID cases, bringing the tally up to 7 active cases. Klukwan is reporting 0 active COVID-19 cases. A large weather system bringing high winds and heavy rain is set to move through the Upper Lynn Canal later this week. I checked in with federal meteorologist Pete Boyd in Juneau for the details. Pete, there's big storms coming through later this week. Can you give us the rundown on what's about to hit Skagway and Haines?
Sure can. This is about a once a year type storm within the climatological normals. But it's going to be pretty strong moving through, and it's one of the first ones this strength we're seeing for the season. Big thing we're going to be getting from this is a lot of increased winds. Haines and Skagway definitely have the potential to start seeing sustained winds upwards of 20 to 30 miles per hour with potential gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour. We're not ruling out getting higher than that. Along the Lynn Canal area, we're definitely looking at some gale force winds with the strongest really starting to occur late Friday night, Saturday morning. In addition to the winds, we're going to see a lot of rain from this. Starting early Friday morning with the first hit of rain, probably see some total accumulations of about a little over an inch. Then as the main band starts moving through early Saturday, once again, we're going to start seeing some rainfall accumulations of an additional inch, maybe an inch and a half. The good news is we start to see things taper off Sunday into Monday.
So there's a lot to unpack in here. First of all, let's start with the winds since you started there. What direction are we looking at winds coming out of? Are they coming out of the south? Are they variable? What's happening with these gusts?
We're going to start seeing these as a southerly winds, a little bit of an easterly component, but majority will be southerly winds.
And then you talked about rainfall. Are we looking at flooding possibilities?
At this point, we're not concerned about any flooding potential. Now, depending on if certain grounds are unstable, cannot rule out any type of mudslide. However, these rainfall rates are climatologically normal. These happen pretty much every fall, and they're not what we would call, say, like a 10-year or 25-year event. They're a little closer to a one-year event, so nothing out of the ordinary for this time of year. It'll definitely impact any kind of air travel or marine travel, so anybody planning on doing any traveling at that point should use extra caution.
How big is this system? Like, what's the overall area that's going to be impacted by this?
We're talking the entire panhandle, everywhere from down to Ketchikan up to Yakutat.
How about our Canadian friends up in Whitehorse?
Canadian friends up in Whitehorse are lucky. At this point, they may be getting some of the residual rainfall. They shouldn't be seeing the really strong or high winds that the coastal areas are seeing.
Okay. And finally, Thursday looking like just a pretty typical overcast day.
That's correct. Early Thursday, a bit of a break. And then as we start moving into Friday, we get the first kind of prefrontal wave and then the main system moving in Friday and Saturday.
Prefrontal wave. That sounds like a cool sludgecore band I'd like to see.
Yeah, there's a lot of good weather terms. I'm sure a lot of bands should need to grab some of those names pretty soon.
Pete, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
No problem.
That was a conversation with meteorologist Pete Boyd from the National Weather Service in Juneau about the storm that looks to impact the Upper Lynn Canal later this week. For an up-to-the-minute forecast, you can visit weather.gov. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.